Outside Radio in the afternoon, 11 minutes past 4, live from Derry for the next 3 days. Offer city, coastal and countryside experience, the perfect hub to explore. And also the new Visit Derry Pass makes it even easier to plan your trip. You can get it from visitderry.com right here in the city centre as well. We got ours this morning. We headed off. It was our first task. And we went walking.
Yes, we did. We were lucky and privileged to join the Bogside History Tour from a man who knows history and delivers it so, so powerfully, but also has plenty of room for a smile and a laugh along the way as well.
We'll let our tour guide introduce himself to you.
My name's Paul Doherty. I own a company called Bogside History Tours here in Derry. Founded in 2013. Now, we sort of specialise on the civil rights story leading up to Bloody Sunday and the events of Bloody Sunday, the aftermath of Bloody Sunday, and the Bogside murals and whatever our subjects come up on the tour. But we still, my dad being one of the victims of Bloody Sunday, we very much educate people on the whole story, basically.
It's immersive. One thing that to take away as well from this, the sense of character. You're one of a few characters we've met. We've only been here a few hours, but where does Derry get its character, its humour, its comedy? Where does that Derry character come from?
Well, first of all, it is a very heavy story to tell, but if you can't lighten it up, you have to lighten it up. It's maybe a bit of a skill. I don't know, really. I mean, this whatever. But, you know, characters in Derry, I mean, like every city, I mean, Derry has its fair share of men and women who are well known in the city for different things. Obviously, my grandfather, Connor Quigley, would have been a bit of a character in Derry as well, and he was well known as well. So it comes down the line, you know, but I've been described as a character myself, but maybe I'm a bit of a character, right? I don't know. But no, Derry is full of talent. I mean, you've got Derry Girls, you've got Phil Coulter, wrote that great song The Town Loves So Well, you've got Dana, you've got Dee Ream, and you've got a lot of ordinary, decent characters around that city centre. Follow them, any pub you go into, you'll get a character, you get a bit of crack. But it's great because, you know, Derry was in a dark place for many, many years. Now we're out of that dark place, and it's a great city to live in, as I say, and it's really very, very enjoyable. But there's characters in every street corner in Derry, you know, has been for years and years, you know.
We had the experience of going around the tour with you, and it seemed you were saying hello and having a joke with nearly everyone going by. So there is that real sense of community as well, and you being an integral part of that and being really immersed in it.
Aye, and that really what makes the tour maybe a bit unique, because we are the people who are telling the stories. Now, obviously, we're well known because of the Bloody Sunday families and the campaign, and also a taxi driver, and I've been well known around Derry anyway, you know. So, and that's the kind of guy I am. You know, people will say to me, "No, want to give you a wee wave or people horn it," and that was actually quiet. That, well, you know, and it is. That's what we do, and it makes it so natural because we're locals. No, tours be locals. You can't get any better, you know. And I really, really enjoy it. Although it's a heavy tour, but I mean, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it. Every day I get up, I'm springing, I'm stay up and going, look, I'm going to work, but also educating people what really happened. But people will leave here, and people have said that they were nearly crying one stage, and then they were laughing at another stage. That's what we do. That's what I do. Anyway, you know, that's how I deliver. Every guide's different. Every guide has got his own way of doing it, you know. But that's how I like to do it as well. I mean, you could talk forever. I mean, you could tell stories forever about the crack in Derry. It's brilliant. It's a great city.
Do you count your steps?
On my phone I do. On my phone.
How many steps do we do in a day, a week?
Well, I don't know, but you're talking probably be about 6,000 steps, not alone, not too early, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound a lot, but it is, you know. So if you do two of them, you're getting your steps up, you know what I mean?
You sure are.
We also do the driving tours, the taxi tours, which takes you around further around the city. But no, it's Derry's going really well, and I'm just very proud to be part of the Bogside story as well. And again, this year, hopefully you can see the recovery from the lockdowns as well, because and you see people coming from the Republic of Ireland to Derry for the first time ever, because they can't go abroad. You know, which is a bit strange to say the least, because we get all from all different parts of the world, but now like 90% of the tourists are from all different parts of the Republic. That's great, I have to say. I mean, and you don't have to speak a bit slower because they all can nearly understand you. Obviously, we had Italians and Australians on that tour as well, you know. So, and we had Russians this week, we had Argentinians as well this week. So, it is it's becoming a bit of a phenomenon, I think, as well, you know. So, I don't know, I just keep going. I don't just keep every day and see what happens.
Chatting Paul earlier on following our Bogside tour. BogsideHistoryTours.com is where you can get the tours. They leave at 11 and 1 from the Guild Hall. And what a man, like, and characters. That's what we're going to hear a lot this week.
Can I give Paul credit for an early contribution for next week's Punta game? He told us about a pet mouse he had called Elvis, who unfortunately died. He got caught in a trap. Paul, thank you. That's the favourite joke I've heard in a while.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Nora. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.